fire away.
We've got the door shut.
Right.
Was that resolute, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a good point. I think we knew we were coming to a team that was in the best form they've been this season, and off the back of a great result at Sheffield Wednesday on Saturday, so we knew that we were going to have to play well. And like you say, resolute's a good word because we had to come from behind twice, so we showed a lot of character.
Did he deserve a point?
Definitely, yeah. I thought more than deserved a point. You know, I thought Watford played very well as well, but I thought in the last 10 minutes, I felt we were the team that were going to win the game.
That must have felt like a win, though, coming from two down. You've been looking for a win the last six games or so, haven't you?
Yeah, I think, you know, we didn't play well Saturday at Cardiff, you know, which we're fully aware of, and this was always going to be one of the toughest games of the season, so I think before the game we would have accepted a point, but we've got goals in us as well, so we knew that we were going to pose threats for Watford, and they were going to have to be at the best to beat us.
How aware were you? You didn't want to lose two in a row because you didn't want it to be like London buses, you know?
Well, I don't think you can ever worry like that in our job. You've got to take the game and you've got to go and, you know, give yourself the best chance of winning a game. We flooded the midfield a little bit more tonight than we've done before just because of how good Watford are in there. But we always came with an idea that we're going to come and have a go at the game. And if you start worrying about what's gone on the week before, you know, you'll just derail yourself. So, as far as we're concerned, tonight's done now. We've got three out of four games at home and we've got to go and make them pay.
Would you agree that Carl Darling kept you in the first half?
Yeah, you know, I thought he had a good performance. And away from home, your keeper's got to perform. And he had two or three very good saves at important times. And, yeah, I mean, first half, definitely.
Did fortune favour the brave a bit in the incident with Mancien and Vidra just before half-time? That was right in front of us in the press box and we thought that was possibly a red card.
I think your heart's in your mouth when an incident like that happens. I mean, you're probably in a better position than we are because we're at ground level. So you're never sure if somebody's covering round, but any time that situation, and you're never quite sure what a referee's going to do. One ref will keep you on the pitch with a yellow and another will give you a red. But I've got to say, I was delighted when it was yellow and not red.
Well, then the second half, because the penalty as well, that was quite a clear goal scoring chance. When Vidra was fouled for the penalty, do you think that could have been equally, or do you not think it was as bad?
I think there's a lot of bodies, you know, I think that's a difference. And I mean, somebody's told us it's not a penalty, I don't know. So, you know, I haven't.
Yeah,
I haven't,
we were far away.
You know, somebody's telling us it weren't, but, you know, from where he fell over. But no, I didn't think anybody would be sent off then because it was a ball, a lot of crowding in the box. It's not a goal through situation. Are you trying to get our player sent off?
Antonio was fantastic tonight, wasn't he? He took his chances really well.
Yeah, I mean, I think the first goal's a fantastic run and a finish. You know, he shows power and pace and then the composure at the end because it was a great finish. And then the second one, he does that, he gets in at that back post. It's a fantastic run from Chris Burke, great cross. And, you know, he gets in them areas and he's a threat there. So, I mean, two goals and a good all-round performance from him.
He's come to you from Sheffield Wednesday, where they've struggled a bit the last few years for this reason and that. Do you think you're now giving Antonio a stage to really show what he can do?
I think he came to us a decent player. I mean, my best mate's manager is Sheffield Wednesday, so I think he polished him a little bit for us. I think on his best season he got, I don't know, he got 9 or 10 goals there on one season and got injured. So, you know, they took him from Reading. You know, been aware of him since he was a young lad. I mean, I live in Southampton and he went on loan to Southampton. And when he came back there, the reception he got was fantastic to show how well he'd done there. Did well at Sheffield Wednesday. And I think, you know, we're gaining because he's getting a little bit older and, you know, and learning the game a little bit more. He's still got things he's got to work on. But I'd like to think that he's an improving footballer. And if you probably look at his stats, he will have been involved in more goals this season than anybody in this division, you know, with goals and assists. So it's a long season and we've just got to hope that he keeps getting better and he keeps it going.
Didn't seem to make that much of an impact. Was that just the way the game went?
I think, you know, he's up there on his own. And he was having to work very hard, you know, and we were having to get up to support him. But he ain't done bad this year. So, you know, we'll take that one as one of his days where, you know, his work rate was excellent. Chances didn't fall to him tonight. And that's what Britt's all about, as he's already proven this season. So he'll get another crack at him later on this season. So we'll look forward to that game.
Step on Steve, is that just to save his legs at the end there, or has he got a step?
No, he took a couple of whacks and things like that, and you just sometimes think that Matty Fryett's got a goal in him as well, and he might just get away. It was one of them. You just hope that sometimes you make a change, and he battled away, took a couple of kicks, and I think he's played every minute of every game for us so far this season. So. He certainly he can have a few minutes rest if he wants, but not much more.
How highly do you rate Watford's side, Steve, compared to what you've been up against so far this season?
They're as good as we've played this season. You know, I watched the game against Sheffield Wednesday on Saturday and they're excellent. But it's the Championship. You know, they're in their rich vein of form at the minute. You know, we'll see if they can keep it going. It's a slog of a season. But they're going to be competing up there with five or six teams that will all think they've got a chance of going up in the top two. And then you can add another five that can think they can get in the playoffs. And I said at the start of the season, I think every year, there's probably 14 teams think they can get in the playoffs in this division. And then it starts to filter down to about 10. I still think it's up at about 14 at the minute when I look at the league table. So... It's a competitive league, but they are a good side, you know, and they've brought good players in from abroad, which is unusual for this division, you know, because they have got, you know, they've got an influx of, obviously, the connections they've had with Udinese, and I think it's Granada has really helped them.
Can you see a side pulling away at the moment? I know it's cliche, but it's 6 points separating top nine or something. Is someone going to grab hold of this?
Unless somebody goes like, five straight wins. No, I think it's going to be, you know, you're going to look one, you could drop three places, you could go up three places. It's very much that. You know, I think the two form teams at the minute are Watford and Derby with their results. But as we've seen, you know, we had a good run at the start of the season. Then we've had to dig in a little bit and we're hoping that, you know, we're going to go on our charge again. You know, we had a few injuries that just derailed us a little bit, but we're overcoming that. You know, we're getting used to, you know, other people have come in and done good jobs.
Was it?
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Cheers.
Thank you.